Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Clear Space Theater in Rehoboth Beach presents two modern shows this month, both looking at life lessons through very different lenses. On this week's arts playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny speaks with Joe Fowler, director of Dear Evan Hansen, and Faye Jacobs, director of The Legend of Georgia McBride.
Dear Evan Hansen is the show. Tell me about the plot of this production.
So, Dear Evan Hansen is this beautiful, moving, and funny piece that takes sort of at its heart the story of a young man who has great difficulty connecting. He likely has social anxiety disorder at minimum. And as the play starts for a meeting with his psychologist, he's been asked every day to write himself a letter to tell him what a good day the day is going to be. It's supposed to empower him to sort of face each day anew. And it's the first day of school for his senior year in high school, and he is starting to write this letter. Well, the letter that he writes to himself that starts with the words, Dear Evan Hansen, ends up in someone else's hands. And something happens to that person that leads other people in his school and other people's families to assume that the person who was holding the letter was the person who was actually writing the letter to Evan. And rather than do further harm to people who are really hurting in the story, Evan tries to go along with the situation and tries to sort of take care of the people around him by doing what he thinks is the right thing and telling them what he thinks they want to hear. But as he does that, that very innocent lie begins to spiral out of control until he finds himself sort of weaving this story that he never imagined he would have been in the middle of, and inadvertently discovers that through this lie, he's actually helping lots and lots of people in ways he couldn't have imagined. But in the end, he has to figure out for himself whether he's prepared to tell the truth and come clean, or to let this continue and pretend to be a person that he is not. But what's so beautiful about the piece is I think it speaks to everyone's sort of heart and desire to try to make the world a better place and try to do the right thing. But the simple realization that sometimes trying to do the right thing can have truly terrible unintended consequences. And as things slip away from him, there's a lot of moral ambiguity in the piece that I think audiences really lean into incredibly, because you care deeply about this person until you realize that he is now making some truly terrible choices and you don't know how to get him back on track to where he needs to be.
You know, Joe, I've talked to you so many times in the past few years in your role as managing director of Clear Space Theater. I think this is maybe the first time I've talked to you in a role where you are the director of a show. And I want to ask what your preparation process for a piece this intense is like.
That's a great question. A piece like this, I think any piece of theater deserves an incredible amount of care and attention prior to sort of going into auditions, prior to going into the rehearsal room. I think that one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle for any show is casting and really working hard to make sure you've got the right people in the right seats to be able to tell the story as well as every piece of theater deserves to be told. So we spent quite a good bit of time, all of the directors this season, in making sure that we had phenomenal people in these roles. But when it comes to some of the content of the piece, I think what's been invaluable to me is doing the research to better understand some of the psychological complexities, not just of these characters, but of what's facing young people today. Because this is a very current show. You know, it's about what it means to feel isolated in a world where we appear to be so connected through social media and how social media can be this double-edged sword. We were able to work with a teen mental health consultant on this production. She works with young people who have worked through some very difficult issues, and she was an invaluable resource for me in working through the process early on to understand more clearly what kinds of diagnoses might be in play for some of the characters in the show. And then she actually was able to join us for the first few rehearsals and talk to the cast about some of sort of what she sees every day in working with young people who might be addressing some of these issues as well. And that for me, from a preparation perspective was huge. And it's just truly a great honor to be able to bring it to life for an audience here in Rehoboth Beach.
What was the biggest challenge in directing this show for you?
You know, I've gotten to work on some phenomenal pieces that are very complex over my career. So the material itself, I think it is a joy to mine and to work with. I think what's probably the most complex element of this for the production is just how involved the technical elements of the show are. So the production includes live feed video. The production includes a high level of projection work. That's part of the piece. There are sections that are, you know, almost inside the internet, and trying to figure out how to physicalize on stage some of these moments that are so interior to the characters is a very fun challenge, but definitely a big piece of the challenge. It's also a show that's usually performed on a much larger stage. Even though it's an intimate piece with a reasonably small cast, it's very cinematic in its movement. So in the first 5 minutes of the show, you're in three different completely different scenic locations, and inside of musical numbers, you move from within one musical number across maybe four or five different scenic locations at a time. So there is a level of technical complexity that I think we embraced trying to solve in this building in ways that you know, you wouldn't expect to have in a thrust stage that seats 170 folks. But I think that the everyone on the design team and the production team has adapted to that so beautifully and I think given us something really special with the show. And what's fun is that this show runs in repertory with The Legend of Georgia McBride. So the physical space has to serve both. So trying to thread that needle to make sure that what our set designer Travis George created for both shows can fully serve both shows. I think the hardest thing is honestly the tech, because we're a little tiny space, and this is a huge show, not just when it comes to the design content, but the emotions. Everything about it is so big.
Let me turn to you now, Faye, and talk about The Legend of Georgia McBride. This is a story that I love. Tell me a little bit about the plot here.
It's very simple but complex. An Elvis performer finds out that he needs to make money for his family, and he gets fired and can only bartend at the club where he was performing. And the people who take over the club are a pair of drag queens, and it becomes a drag bar. And as he is bartending, one of the drag queens drinks too much and cannot go on. And our Elvis performer gets the opportunity to learn to become a drag queen. And he's a straight man, and this is very foreign to him, but he has a good time. And the audience has a terrific time watching him transform into a drag performer.
I love that you mentioned transformation. The main character, Casey, goes through a pretty obvious visual evolution, but he also kind of evolves as a person. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that transformation and how you and Jordan Kilgore, the lead actor, worked on how to portray that.
Well, it was challenging because many of the scenes when he is a drag performer, he's in high heels and he's in a female outfit, and yet he's a straight man. And so we had to really bridge the gap for when he's performing as a drag queen, but when he is with his wife and he needs to be more masculine, and he is more masculine in those scenes, and yet he can perform beautifully as a drag queen. So we had a good time making sure that his personality and his character remained the same throughout the show, and yet he could be in two different worlds. And he gets an appreciation of the world of drag as a straight man.
A show like this, the costumes and the wigs are so important. Can you talk about some of the work that goes into the look of this production?
Well, it it really is fun. First of all, a lot of it is very campy and very fun, but we have three drag queens in the show, and they perform a myriad of numbers, quick montages. We see Dolly Parton, Judy Garland. We see lots of famous drag looks, and the actors are backstage frantically changing their costumes, their wigs, and everything, and it all comes together for the audience. And we had a ball doing some of those changes. But I do want to say that there are serious scenes in this show as well. As campy as it is, there's a message for a lot of people in this show. And the acting scenes, the cast, I think, is just absolutely wonderful in reaching the audience with the serious side and the hilariously fun side of the show.
What did you learn directing this show?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I think I learned that the young actors who are in Delmarva have an amazing ability to grow as they rehearse and as they perform. And they really want to learn. And the transformation from auditions through the opening night has, for me, been something beautiful to watch.
Thanks to Clear Space Theater's Joe Fowler and Faye Jacobs for joining our Martin Matheny on this edition of Arts Playlist. Joe Fowler is the managing director of Clear Space Theater in Rehoboth Beach and the director of Clear Space's production of Dear Evan Hansen. Faye Jacobs is the director of The Legend of Georgia McBride. Both shows are on stage this month. Tickets and more information are available at clearspacetheater.org. And for more of this interview, visit the Greens page at DelawarePublic.org. And we close out the Green next with Enlighten Me, where we feature Delaware State University senior and Delaware Public Media intern Joyce Kasiyama's story on the Delaware Women's Hall of Fame. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.